Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're joined by Kevin Fishbane, who covers the Bears for The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter at KFishbane. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. How's the reporting in Bourbonnais now that you actually have hardcore stuff to look at, like guys with plastic trash bags and some of them with good luggage, all of them carrying a TV? What's the most exciting thing that's happened so far?
I just miss the days of Jay showing up in a conversion van and that being the story. Last year, we couldn't get enough of Mitch's Toyota Camry that he was driving down. So we'll have to keep an eye out to see what car everyone is bringing in today.
Do you go back far enough to have seen Cade McNown park in the handicap spot?
No. Unfortunately, I don't go that far. But of course, part of the great Bourbonnais lore with those guys. It's funny too, guys, because today we'll just talk to a few guys. Nagy and Pace and Mitch and Allen Robinson. Tomorrow they practice in shorts. Same thing on Saturday, and then finally Sunday they get pads on, and then maybe we can start making some actual legitimate observations for everybody.
But yeah, you'll have a chance on Monday to overreact.
Exactly, it's 4 weeks of overreaction, and then added a few more weeks of preseason overreaction, and then we can actually react to their first game in 7 weeks.
I'm exhausted already. I'm exhausted already. It literally has not started yet, and we already have all this. All right, Kevin. So it'll be soon enough. Matt Nagy on the field directing all of this. Everybody seems to love him. Everybody has him pretty much going to the Hall of Fame at this point. How do you think he handles his first job as a head coach while also handling the play calling duties?
Yeah, so, I think you're trying to figure out how he balances the two. You believe that the Bears brought him in for both reasons, and it's how does, the fact that he's going to have to keep an eye on defense and run the entire building impact his play calling, and, can he continue to be a good play caller even though he's doing all this other stuff? So, I think training camp is going to be important for him in that sense, because he's going to have to deal with, well, for one thing, talking to us every single day, and having the practices in front of the fans, and dealing with the bumps in the road that come in training camp. You're going to have, nicks and bruises here and there, because it is the Bears after all, and you're going to have guys making mistakes in the field, and just how he kind of handles the whole thing. But listen, the guy, I think when you had John Fox for the past 3 years, it was pretty easy for the Bears to find somebody that was going to get everybody really excited. But Matt Nagy has fit the bill. We've been very impressed, just everything we've heard about the guy, everything he said. And I think what's going to be fun about training camp is as we finally start to learn what his offense is going to look like, we're actually going to have a head coach who can tell us about what that offense is that we're seeing after the practice. So we continue to learn a little bit more about some of these new players and how they fit into his new scheme.
So you're making the assumption that he's going to be willing to share, to continue to share after things have settled down a little bit.
Well, I think he'll be more willing to share than the last guy.
Yes.
But I will caution folks that the rules are still the same down at Olivet Nazarene University. We still cannot report everything that we see. And I believe this year we are actually relegated to a certain spot on the field to watch training camp practices, which is a new thing that we'll learn about where we're at and why we're there. Everybody, I would say most fans' favorite part of training camp is media complaining. So that will probably still continue, even with a new coach. But I do think that he's at least going to be a little bit more detailed with us after practice, which will allow all of us to learn more about what Mitch is doing, what this new offense looks like.
It's actually the NFL's dream come true, Kevin, and that's having no media covering the game at all.
Everybody fall in line, and guess what? It doesn't really matter. They're still going to be number one.
They don't want us. They don't need us. They'd prefer we're not even there, and it sounds like we're moving ever closer every day to that scenario.
Yeah, it's a little scary, but that, you know, as long as the NFL's own employees are there covering it, what do they need us for, guys? You know, we're just rabble rousers complaining about what we can and can't report.
Kevin, what are some legitimate camp battles that fans should keep an eye on?
Well, I think with James Daniels and what they do on the offensive line is the kind of the biggest thing on offense in terms of, you know, is he good enough to start week one is question one. And then question two is he a left guard like they've said he's going to be? Or do they really think he's good enough at center that they can move Cody Whitehair to guard and flip his position again? So I think they prefer it that Daniels can be the guard and they don't have to move Cody Whitehair from center. But that'll be kind of the one to see if Daniels was ready, because they like Eric Kush, and you know, it wouldn't stun me if Eric Kush ends up being a starter week one. But when you draft a guy like James Daniels in the second round, you're expecting him to contribute right away. On the defensive side of the ball, who's going to start opposite Leonard Floyd, who replaces the wonderful Mitch Unrein on the defensive line? As you can see, guys, these are not sexy position battles, which it's not a bad thing, because the moves that they've made have brought in enough guys that, you know, Trey Burton and Allen Robinson and Taylor Gabriel and Anthony Miller are going to have roles with this team. They have enough returning starters on the defensive side of the ball that you kind of know where everyone's going to be. So it's not a ton of great starter battles, but you do have a lot of familiar faces they're going to be fighting for roster spots down there. So it'll still be, listen, it's my job to make it intriguing for everybody, and I promise you that I will. So there'll be enough things that'll be kind of interesting to watch. I do think with all the wide receivers and tight ends now, I am interested to see the reps, you know, who's going to kind of get we know who's getting the money, so we can kind of follow the money and see who's going to start. But I want to see, you know, who's got the best rapport with Mitch Trubisky, who fits best in this offense early on, and how kind of Matt Nagy balances the reps among some of those guys.
He's Kevin Fishbane. He covers the Bears for The Athletic. And I don't believe you mentioned the name of Kevin White. If you did, I missed it. What do you think is going to happen in camp with him?
Well, the nice thing for Kevin White is there's no pressure this year. I mean, the last few summers, obviously the first one, we didn't even get to see him practice, but everyone was excited to. The second one, there was some more expectations than last year. Still, you know, they didn't have any wide receivers last year. He was right there as the starting wideout for the whole preseason. Now, you know, you look at the pass catchers, and you could argue that he should be behind Robinson, Gabriel, Miller, Trey Burton, Tariq Cohen. I mean, he could be the sixth, you know, most targeted guy. So you would hope for his sake that makes things a lot more easier for him to just kind of have an easy camp. You know, he practiced every day we were out there in OTAs and minicamp, and he actually did look pretty good. I mean, you forget how big and fast this guy is because we just haven't seen it very much. The question is, can he, you know, handle this playbook? Can he handle the routes he's supposed to run? I think he's done everything he needs to do to be healthy for this camp. It's just, can he stay healthy? So, you know, I think we're all kind of interested to see what he can do. But on the flip side, if he's just not fitting as well as he would probably like, or as you'd expect the number seven pick to do, the Bears have other options. So, you know, I'm curious to see if that less pressure on him makes it even a better camp for him. Of course, from talking to him in OTAs, he doesn't really want to talk about any of that. He just wants to play on the field to do the talking. Unfortunately for him, that hasn't happened in his NFL career. So we all we have to go off is practice and our few chances to chat with him. And so, you know, he's going to be a storyline in camp because this is still a top 10 pick who looks like he should be a top 10 pick. But let's see how fast he's able to play in the new offense.
So you have your franchise quarterback, day one starter for the first season. You have your new head coach, mostly a brand new coaching staff, bunch of energy, a lot of new faces. And your top pick is unsigned, Roquan Smith. Do you think this is going to take over as the big story in Bourbonnais?
Absolutely. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, like, because we don't have those position battles, because we know who the quarterback is, you know, and really there's only so much we can say about the new offense because we all know that, the real fun plays are not going to come out until September. So, yeah, Roquan Smith between story number one. Look at that defense, guys, where everyone's returning. So you know who all these guys are, Hicks and Trevathan and Floyd and Fuller. So Roquan Smith was already going to be the number one storyline because he's a top 10 pick. But then on that defense, as the one new guy, he was going to be the guy we all wanted to watch. And now we're going to sit there and we're going to be talking about this until he comes. And, you know, we'll kind of follow these benchmarks. You know, is he at the first practice? No. Is he at the first padded practice? when the other top 10 picks start signing their contracts, is that going to be what gets him to camp? Does he miss a full week? I mean, you want this guy there because he plays a position that involves knowing all the calls. He's going to be running with the starters, we would assume, from day one. You want him there for not just the good PR reasons, but to help your defense. So, absolutely. I mean, we're going to ask Ryan Pace about it today, and each day it's going to be Roquan Smith watch until he gets there.
If it's just the offset language for all of these players in the top 10, why is this so difficult to get done?
It's a good question, Barry. You know, the other thing that these guys discussed, and we saw this with Joey Bosa a couple of years ago, is when their bonus money and how it gets allocated to them. You know, obviously the players want a lot of that up front. Teams generally want to spread it out. So it becomes an accounting situation. And I mean, listen, if you're the Bears right now and that's what you're haggling over,
yeah,
like, you want him in camp.
Yes.
And unfortunately for Ryan Pace, you know, when you're talking about leverage and you're talking about confidence a fan base has in what you've done when it comes to contracts, you don't have a ton. So I feel like, you know, even if objectively you can look at it and take the Bears' side, I feel like if you're the Bears, you're the ones that might want to say, okay, listen, you can take whatever you want because we want you in camp because you're our top 10 pick and we're excited about you and we need you for our defense. Whenever you want your bonus money, you can get it. Of course, it's easy for me to say, not my money, but I do feel like this is a situation where the Bears don't have a ton to really stand on because of the way things have gone the past few years with this front office. And you're going to want him in camp because otherwise it's just going to be something we ask about every single day until he gets there.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much. Enjoy the plastic bags and the luggage and the TVs and all of that fascination for day one. Hopefully you have some actual news to write about today once you get to talk to those guys. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic as the Bears finally report to camp.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.